The family of Peggy Mangan, who died after going missing in Dublin last month, are planning to set up a foundation in her name to help fund services for missing people and their families. A memorial service was held for Mrs. Mangan, who was 64, in Dublin today.
He said when you died, you'd walk with me every day.
More than 100 people gathered to remember Peggy Mangan at the site in Ballymun where the 64-year-old's remains were found after she went missing.
So we think of Peggy's family in a very special way here, and those who found Peggy, and those who searched for Peggy, and those who mourned for her.
Ms. Mangan's son-in-law recited a poem that was read at her funeral.
As I look down and see your face, stop those tears, I love this place.
He spoke about the family's intention to set up a foundation in her name.
The three areas that we think it's important to support are the Alzheimer's, missing persons in Ireland, and obviously the dogs, not just because of Casper, but the dogs that can get involved in helping find missing people. So we want to set up what will become the Peggy Mangan Foundation, and it'll be intricately linked between those three things.
The Peggy Mangan Foundation, Brenda.
Yes, well, it kind of came to fruition today, or it will at 4:30 today. But this morning I saw the benefits or the fruits of that, because as you heard there, Peggy Mangan went missing in Dublin last September, and the Dublin Civil Defence team didn't have a dedicated search and rescue dog to help find her. So the foundation have now got a dog called Max, and at 4:30 today with the Lord Mayor of Dublin, Oisin Quinn, they are going to be handing over Max, the search and rescue dog, to the Dublin Civil Defence to use. And I mean, to train a dog like Max costs about €10,000. So the family have been working very hard, along with a trainer called Paul Murphy, who is Dog Kennels down in Carlow, to train up Max. But it's a big day for the family. It's kind of a bitter sweet day. Mm-hmm. And I met two of the daughters, Louise and Orla Mangan, along with James McConnell from the Dublin Civil Defence, and of course the dog trainer Paul Murphy. And we met this morning, and I have to say it was a beautiful morning in Dublin. The sun was shining. We were in the courtyard, would you say, or the headquarters of the Dublin Civil Defence, with all the lorries and all their various mechanisms of transit, including boats that have to go out and try and find missing people or help with floods or whatever important work that they are happen to be doing at that time that they're called to do. So we were there this morning, and first of all I chatted to Louise and I chatted to Orla, and I start off by talking to Louise. Like, a day like today for their family, what exactly does it mean actually handing Max over and doing something positive?
Well, this is a very important day for us, because obviously we would have been very delighted had Max been available in September, when we were really desperate looking for my mum. We would have loved to have seen him coming along with all the rest of the crew here.
Orla, do you mind if I go back to the 24th of September? Is that when your mum went missing first?
Yeah, 24th, my mum went out for a walk with Casper, went for her normal walk, came home, and then went out for another walk. For whatever reason, took a different route and kept going and ended out over the north side. And obviously after some time, my dad got concerned and went up to the guards. We were contacted and we all took to our different directions to try and bring her back home, and started asking everybody and anybody that could help. Took to Facebook with pictures, which was great because we got some information back from that. Continued late into the night and organised then for people to meet up the next day. And we continued on day and night to try and find her.
Orla, tell me about your family. There's the two of you and you have a younger brother, is that right?
I have a younger brother, John, and then my dad, Tammy.
Now, your mum was very young. What age was she?
My mum, she was 67 when she died. Yeah, she was very young to have Alzheimer's. Mm. She had it for 5 years and slowly took her away from us.
As your mum, as you put it, was slipping away from you, did you cling on to every little bit of her personality, trying to bring her back to you?
You do. You're desperate. You're kind of just clutching at straws, hoping you'll find a little bit of the old her in her new way of life, you know. And really, my mum's thing towards the end was just going out for the walk with Casper. That was it. And she'd bump into neighbours and have a chat along the way, and that was it.
So how worried were you when she didn't come back, say, after an hour or two? Did you automatically go, we have a problem here?
Yeah, well, my dad had contacted the neighbours on the road, and that just in case she had popped in there for a cup of tea or something. And then in the afternoon, he went up to the guards And then we just literally got out on foot and started walking, looking for her and kind of trying to get it out there to as many people as possible just to keep an eye out. And that was it. Like, I mean, it was just friends, family and volunteers, like the people over the north side. They were absolutely fantastic. Like, we'll be forever indebted to them for the help they gave us at that time.
There are many mums and dads listening and they'll have been in a shopping centre, right, or somewhere, and they look around, their three-year-old isn't there, and there's panic. I think what I'm trying to get at is the panic. Did you have that? And I don't mean it's the same as a child, but it is panic.
Very much so. Like, I know people would have said you felt sick to the pit of your stomach. I can actually now say, now I know what that feeling is like, that you just try to make yourself have something to eat because you just need to keep going, but you don't ever stop and think. Like, we still, to this day, never thought we would have got the answer or the ending that we got. We still thought every corner we turn, she'd be there just pottering along, totally oblivious to what was going on, but that wasn't for us.
The thing is as well, like, when a child goes missing, at least someone knows the distress. This is why it's so important when someone with Alzheimer's goes missing. Like, my mum spoke to so many people along her journey that day and no one realised she was lost. Like, we were frantically looking for her and she was just chit-chatting along the way.
Casper was with her. A family dog or a horror dog? Or tell me about Casper.
Well, Casper would have originally been my dog. Mam would have been the one that got lumbered with him when we went on holidays, and she just became so attached to him. She used to miss then when I took him back, so we just said that he'd stay with her, and obviously the boys, my kids, knew where he was so we could go and visit. They just were great companions, and he literally, I mean, as we know, done whatever he could for her.
Obviously you've been through a lot, to say the least, not alone losing your mother, but in the way that you have in the past few months. Tell me why this Peggy Mangan Foundation was set up and what you hope to achieve by it.
Well, the reason we set up the foundation was to help other people that will be in similar circumstances to ourselves in relation to the Alzheimer's, because at certain points we found we just didn't know which way to turn. She was finished one stage, wasn't far enough into another to get certain types of help. And look, Brenda, what we're really hoping to do is to set up this mobile outreach unit, you know, so we're fundraising a lot at the moment. Like, I mean, we've had the walk last year that raised just over 20,000 for it. And we've a cycle coming up now in May from Cork, where my mum is originally from, up to Dublin. So we're hoping people will support that as well, because anyone who has Alzheimer's or a member of their family has it, they'll realise how important all this information is for them as well.
You've set up the foundation and it's busy with cycles and walks and now this dog. Does that help ease the pain? Do you feel you're giving back in some way?
I don't know if it'll ever ease the pain, but it just makes it a little bit of comfort to think that if we could stop this even happening to one other person, what happened to our mam, then it will all be worthwhile.
Well, girls, we're now joined by James McConnell, who is the civil defence officer here in Dublin, and by Paul Murphy, who has trained the dog Max, and he's from Carlow. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Brandon.
Before I come to you, James, Orla, we have Max the dog here. He's gorgeous, isn't he?
He's an absolute dote.
Yeah.
Little does he know how much he was needed. It's a great day for us because, as we said, hopefully he will be called out and he can hopefully bring somebody else home to their family.
All right, okay. Well, James, can I come to you from Dublin Civil Defence? First of all, we've got a lovely day for the ceremony and all that.
Yeah, it's great. We're really looking forward, and I think it's a great occasion for the Peggy Mangan family today. In fact, the Lord Mayor and the Minister will be here this afternoon as well. You know, Max is a wonderful resource for our search and rescue teams. Unfortunately, we're getting more and more calls for people that are going missing, and Max is to assist our volunteers out in the search. He's really going to make that difference. And on a personal level, I want to thank Orla and Louise and their family for the hard work, because we wouldn't be here today at this stage with the dog.
Sorry, the dog has just jumped on me, but that's okay. That's okay.
By having this dog now, like, it was part of our planning and budgets to have the dog, but it could have been another 18 months before we would have had this dog in Dublin. When we look at Dublin, where we've got the Grand Canal and the Royal Canal, the fact that Max is a HRD dog.
What's that?
It's a human remains detection dog, and it means we can put Max onto a boat. We have a boat to be in tomorrow, Pacific for the canals, and Max will, you know, be able to sniff the water and help us locate. And it means that we bring closure to the family earlier than would have been otherwise possible.
James, I think most people would have assumed, not just with the Dublin Civil Defence, but everywhere around the country, that there would have been dogs there to assist in the search for missing people.
Yeah, we have actually four other dogs. We've one dog in Meath, and that's an air scent dog, and we've a dog in North Tip in Cork, and we have a human remains dog based down in Laois. And it's a combination of all these dogs working together that'll make a difference. You know, nobody likes to see Max out actually out working.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bad sign for somebody, but Max in conjunction with our teams, and not just here in Dublin, but the civil defence right around the country, our volunteers do tremendous work throughout the whole year.
James, you mentioned the volunteers there, and can I just talk about the work that you do? It must be very difficult on many levels when you go searching for a missing person.
Yes, it's very difficult for our volunteers. It's difficult when you don't find somebody, and then it's difficult when you do, because then we have to involve critical incident stress management for our volunteers that have located that person. And, you know, we located somebody just on Monday, and, you know, our volunteers have to go through critical incident stress management as a result of that. But it's the volunteers right through. We have 5,000 volunteers right across the country. And apart from search for missing people, if you look at the work that was done by Civil Defence for the flooding that happened in Cork, Limerick, Galway, and, you know, even here, we've had four volunteers in every night with the homeless. So the ethos from our volunteers is second to none.
Thank you very much, James. And before we go to Paul, our dog trainer, Louise Mangan, you wanted to say something about this man, Paul Murphy from Carlow.
I did, Brenda. We think he's fantastic, because without Paul, we wouldn't actually be here today. Paul has covered the cost of Max and donated him to the foundation so that we could pass him on to the civil defence. And it was a huge cost, like it was €10,000. And a lot of work and dedication has gone in to getting Max to the point he's at today.
OK, thank you very much, Louise. Well, Paul, how are you?
How are you doing, Brenda?
Well, what's the name of your kennels in Carlow?
Feetham Kennels.
All right, tell us all about Max. What kind of a dog is he, and when did you decide he was the one that would make a good search and rescue dog?
Well, I've been training detection dogs for many years. I look for particular drives in dogs, and hunt drive and that type of thing. It's, when I select a dog, I know after that that he's going to make whatever type of detection you need him for. As in Max's case, it's HRD, which is human remains detection.
So, Paul, Louise said you donated and trained Max. Why did you do that?
Well, you know, what prompted me initially was the fact that there was a dog found with the girl's mother. And, you know, dogs and me, straight away, I was prompted to maybe do something. And I took Mac into training straight away. We're here today with Max, and he'll have a great working life.
Okay, thank you very much. And Louise and Orla Mangan, I'm sure your mum is up there and she's looking down going, nice one, girls. What do you think?
Oh, well, I do hope so.
Yeah. And Casper, I'm sure he'd be delighted as well to know there's a little buddy down there helping out.
Today's a bit of a sweet day for us, but we do hope, you know, that Max will do great work and another family won't be in the same position that we're in now today.
Well, it's all happening this afternoon. The best of luck to you, and especially to Max. Thank you all very much for talking to me.
Thank you, Brenda. It's great.
Bye. Well, good luck to the Mangan family and to Max and the civil defence. I think it's a great idea, fantastic cause, and God bless the lady. And off she went and went missing and then was found.
Yeah.
Terrible, isn't it? Really and horrible.
You know, for me, I actually assumed that there would be search and rescue dogs. I didn't realise that they weren't, and that Max was kind of the first that they were going to specifically have up in the Dublin Civil Defence. I was very surprised at that. But two glamorous daughters, lovely daughters, I hope they have a pleasant afternoon and they get some fulfilment and joy from doing this good work and actually presenting Max over at the HQ at about 4:30 today.
All right, good luck to them all.